Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Here we go.
Is a Taliban takeover of Afghanistan now inevitable?
No, it is not.
Previous administration negotiated an agreement with the Taliban.
He should be less focused on trying to blame this on someone else than to solving the problem of making sure that we protect and defend American security. This did not happen on our watch.
Sorry.
This is Devious Motives with Brett Winterbull.
Hey, it's Brett Winterbull, and President Biden just wrapped up his press conference at the White House. I'm not even gonna put sound into this, because the fact of the matter is, the President of the United States just stood on the same exact position that he's been standing on for the entirety of this week. He says, I can't promise that what's just occurred and what is occurring in Afghanistan will occur without a risk of loss of life. You can get to the airport if you want to go to the airport. We're going to get you out if you want to go to the airport. I made the decision. The buck stops with me. These are platitudes, ladies and gentlemen. That's the truth about this Devious Motive podcast today. He made a very strange assertion during his address. He said during his address that when the jails were emptied, ISIS got loose, and that they're the mortal enemy of the Taliban. I don't know how that's an added value. I do not know how that is in any way, shape, or form an added value of what it is that this policy now represents. I am increasingly believing that there is something in the works here that we're not going to know about for a very long time. I think, and I have my suspicion here, I think we are paying or are going to pay or are prepared to pay ransom to the Taliban. Remember, he comes out of the Obama-Biden administration, and the Obama-Biden administration famously paid the mullahs in cash money in varying denominations and currencies on pallets that were flown over to the mullahs in Iran to make them happy and play ball. I do not believe that the Taliban are helping us out of the goodness of our own heart. I do not believe the Taliban want to help us out. They want to jack us up. This is all an act. They're trying to look like they're reasonable. They're not reasonable. They're murderers. They're sex traffickers. They murder innocent women and children. All these folks. And I have to say, all you have to do is put on CNN and take a look at what Clarissa Ward is reporting. I mean, she's obviously there on the ground. She's outside the gate. I mean, she can tell everybody what the hell's going on at this airport. And you can see the lines, and you can see the children crying, and you can see the women handing babies up to the Marines, and you can see all this stuff that's happening. What we're seeing in the video, is a slow motion, forget slow motion, it's a fast motion, collapse. So to understand, once again, the president came out and he said something that's kind of shocking. He came out and he said, okay, we were not getting killed by the Taliban because Donald Trump cut a deal with the Taliban and told them, don't kill any Americans for a year. That's essentially what he said towards the end of the Q&A with the reporters. He took about five questions from the reporters. So he said, okay, we were not getting killed, so now was the time to pull out at that point. That's why we did what we did, because now was the time to do this, because we were getting not getting killed. But the Taliban was taking over massive swaths of territory. And so as a result, I was not able to say we're going to push past the deadline to get out, because the implication of President Biden is that the Taliban were going to kill our troops there. We have the ability. We have the ability to deploy. I mean, we could, if we wanted to, I'm not saying I want to, because I don't want to put people back in this hellhole, but we could deploy Rangers and take Bagram back. Okay? We could deploy Rangers and take Herat. There are places we could take, and then maybe the Taliban would come in mass and all that. The problem is everybody's concentrated on Kabul now. So they're concentrated on Kabul. So what are we supposed to do with the concentration on Kabul? We're supposed to now figure out how it is we unwind all the complications that exist in that community, in that city. It's a big city, 4.5 million people, something like that. So we have to unwind who the good guys are, who the bad guys are, who the criminals are, who the Americans are, who the SIV people are, and who are the people that are trying to take advantage of the situation and get out. The only way this works, is that Biden has a plan in his mind to extend this beyond August 31st. I think he wants to extend this to 9/11, which was the date he originally bragged about. And I think he's going to pay the Taliban. I think we're going to pay ransom to protect American assets. But where it breaks down is once you get all the Americans out, are they going to let out the Afghan SIVs? I don't know. And I don't think they are. The Taliban, I get it. They've remade their image and they've gotten, you know, they've gotten sophisticated and they've done all this sort of stuff. But the Taliban understand that if all these people flee, that's them. They're going to lose face. It's going to look like we came in and punked them and we took out these people. And this has been such a disappointing week. The narrative is absurd. And the idea that we are now in a position where we're stuck because we're stuck. I mean, that's really what it is. We're stuck because we're stuck is a horrible state of affairs. So we have right now an inability to control the perimeter beyond the airport in Kabul. And we voluntarily have chosen to not enforce our southern border for all intents and purposes. You tell me what the message is to the rest of the world. It's as if somebody came in here and declared that we're just going to take everything apart. We're going to take everything apart and leave it in a pile for somebody else to solve at some other point. And I know what you're saying right now. You're saying, listen, Brett, this is moving. Well, it's moving okay. There aren't any Americans getting killed. True. It looks to be fairly orderly. It looks like this is all going to work. It looks like it's going. Are you kidding me? One bad calculation. And you're going to end up with massacres. And so there's no upside for the United States of America from this. And the fact that that cable, and I want to talk about this now, that dissent cable that was known a month ago, 2 months ago, coming out of the embassy, saying essentially, this is not going to work, guys. We've got a problem on our hands. The Taliban are coming. Government's collapsing. All this sort of stuff is happening. This cannot work. And that goes up to the president of the United States, who acknowledged that today. And the president of the United States effectively said, yeah, I factored it in. That's just what happened. And I split the difference. Now, the president did once again, as they like to say in the world of political journalism, he doubled down and said, we will get every American out and we will get every Afghan out that we can. Kate Bedingfield is the head of the White House Communications Department. Kate Bedingfield was making the rounds this morning. She was on CNN. She was on MSNBC. And, you know, they're attaching to their statements a phrase that goes like this. Look, we are going to get everybody out that wants to get out that's an American. Well, who doesn't want to get out? Why don't they want to get out? What is the story there? AP, in these last moments, President Joe Biden is pledging to Americans still trapped in Afghanistan that we will get you home. The Associated Press is indicating that these Americans are trapped in Afghanistan. Joe Biden, the president, said that they can just go to the airport. Everything's going to be cool. Biden also said Friday that the United States is committed to evacuating all Afghans who assisted with the war effort, potentially vast expansion of the administration's commitments on the airlift. So far, given the tens of thousands of Afghan translators and others and their close family members seeking evacuation. Biden's comments at a White House news conference Friday came as the United States government struggles to ramp up the massive airlift clearing Americans and other foreigners and vulnerable Afghans through the Kabul airport, rescuing them from a Taliban takeover of the country. Biden is facing criticism for a chaotic and often violent scene outside the airport, and crowds are struggling to reach safety inside. Evacuation flights at the Kabul airport had stopped for several hours on Friday because of a backup at a transit point for the refugees, a U.S. airbase in Qatar. U.S. officials said flights resumed in the afternoon, as many as three flights out of Kabul expected in the next few hours, going to Bahrain and carrying 1,500 evacuees in all. We have 80,000 people there. I get that he's taking a bit of a victory lap and he's trying to say stuff like, well, you know, I mean, we got a lot of people out so far. We haven't gotten a lot of people out so far. You got like 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 people coming out here so far. I got to tell you, I'm watching them stand there, and I'm reading body language on this briefing earlier today, and I'm seeing Anthony Blinken, the Secretary of State, to his left, to the president's left. And to the president's right is the vice president of the United States, Kamala Harris. And just reading their eyes behind the masks, one thing was abundantly clear. The two of them are watching their political life pass before their eyes. This is a devastating mistake that was made at the highest levels of the government. We have been told repeatedly that these are the competent people. These are the smart people. And I'm not seeing the smart people or the competent people here. I'm seeing panicky people in the White House. Nobody in the world watching this thinks this is any good. I mean, I'm sorry, folks. This is going to be a very long weekend, and I pray that we don't see a loss of life take place over the course of this weekend, because we are in a real problem, a major problem. So I'd recommend that you stick around with us and you watch these stories very carefully and very closely. There is going to be a lot of ebb and flow. It is the 20th of August right now. So this is Friday. And when we reconvene, it'll be the 23rd of August. And you have 8 days for the official deadline to kick in. 8 days for the official deadline to kick in. The question is, will we go past it? I'm Brett Witterbull. This is the Devious Motives Podcast. This is Season 2, Rapid Reaction to President Joseph R. Biden's address to the nation on Friday, August the 20th, 2021. We'll talk to you next time.
Devious Motives with Brett Witterbull.